No matter where you go, farm legislation continues to be a top topic. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus Bulls. We are spending our time today and tomorrow at the Minnesota Ag Expo in Mankato, and we have been talking with producers about what's going on in this crazy world of agriculture. Darren Johnson is the president of the Minnesota Soybean Association. He's a farmer producer from Wells, Minnesota, and we talked about the importance of farm legislation and the fact the farm bill still needs to be acted on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, mainly, we just need to make sure that we have certainty moving forward on the policy side, you know, and then obviously getting caught up with inflation. The Big Beautiful Bill did bring a lot of things in for agriculture that were really important, but there is definitely some policy pieces, and, you know, we're going to be out in D.C., you know, for sure a couple times this year. I'm actually pulling double duty. I am the state president, but also I am a director on AS. As well. So looking forward to that, but we still have some work to do as always.
Yeah, with that in mind, Commodity Classic then right around the corner that you'll be playing a big part of, not only as the president of the Minnesota Soybean, as you've mentioned, kind of a board there with the Commodity Classic or the ASA side of things. That we're really kind of looking forward to that. That's coming up the end of February already.
Yeah, looking forward to getting down to that and having some really good discussions and good meetings, and as always with our resolution process.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Lundberg.